Hey man, we'll go ahead and say a word of prayer for this Sabbath lesson, and then we'll jump right into it. Father Yah, we just praise you and honor you for just being our God, and we just worship you in spirit and in truth. Right now, we seek wisdom and understanding on today, and we bless you in advance for that. And we just declare that what you revealed to us, we will put it into action. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All right. We've dealt with this. We've dealt with this topic or somewhere along the lines of this topic before, but I want to get into a little bit more detailed on today. And you know, my prayers that that we'll walk out of here with a good understanding, and then putting that understanding into action. I'm going to title this message praise and worship. Praise and worship. And when we think about praise and worship nowadays, we often think of it as singing, you know, singing with fast or slow songs. And, you know, when you look at how, you know, people do it today, you got stage, and and on the stage it's lights, and and I think I said it a couple of messages ago, people flying all over the building and dancing, and got little sticks, the ladies got little sticks with little pieces of cloth on them, where they be swinging them around and different things like that. And and we look at that as praise and worship. But in order to understand praise and worship from Yah's mindset, we need to take a look at what the scripture says about it, and look at it in the category of what you hear a lot of people say. I also said the same thing. There's the law of first mention, and what that means is, whenever the scriptures give you the meaning, or give us the meaning of something, then it pretty much means that throughout the scriptures. And so that's what we're going to do on today. We're going to look at when praise and worship was first mentioned, and then we'll stay along the lines of that in order to look at some other things, and then see how we need to operate as far as praise and worship is concerned from this point on. And I remind you again, most of the time people think that that is, it's singing with fast and slow songs, but we'll look at this on today. We'll start out in Genesis 22, this is when we'll deal with worship first. This is when worship was first mentioned in the scriptures, and then we'll keep going from there. Genesis 22 verse 1 said, "And it came to pass after these things that Yah did tempt or test Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which Yah had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Verse 5 now. And Abraham said unto his young son, Abide ye, said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again unto you. And that's the first time worship is mentioned here in the scriptures. And what the scriptures say that worship means, we've dealt with this word before, it means to depress. It means to depress. It means to prostrate. In homage, it says to royalty or to Yah, but we're talking about Yah. Okay. It says bow self down, crouch, fall down flat, humbly beseech. Then it says do make obeisance, do reverence, make the stoop, or worship. Now, when we look at verse 5 again, verse 5 said, Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. Now, one of the words that I want to pull out here, when he said worship, he said, I mean, the definition in the word worship is obeisance. And so we could look at it and say, as we read again, that Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and be obedient. And come again to you. So, although it's okay to sing and to play music, we'll look at that later on. It's okay to do those things, but there's a mindset that each one of us need to have when we praise and worship. But right now we're dealing with worship. There's a mindset that we should have. In other words, the focal point should be, and I want to go back into this definition again. And leave it up this time. so that you can see it. It says to the press, prostrate in homage to Yah, bow self down, crouch, fall down flat, humbly beseech, to do or to make obeisance, do reverence, make to stoop, or basically worship. And so the mindset that we should have when we worship Yah is to pay homage to Him. And what we have to be careful about is that when we come into the presence of Yah with worship, that we're not bringing attention to ourselves. Most of the time, if we're not careful, we can get caught up into the sound of the music, how well the choir or the praise team is singing, you know, and the music should be well, and the choir and the praise team, or the praise team, they should sing well. You know, everything we do, you know, in the presence of Yah, we want to do it to the best of our ability. I don't come in the presence of Yah and preach a message without making my best effort to do the best of my ability. And so with that in mind, each one of us, when we worship, we should do so with the perspective of giving Yah all of our obedience, to the point to where none of us are thinking about ourselves. When we worship Yah, we shouldn't think about ourselves. You know, and you get people that say this, you know, and I know we haven't got there yet, but they, you hear this a lot, they'll say, you know, praise, or, you know, praises go up, blessings come down. Or, you know, or when we worship, the mindset has always been to where, especially nowadays, the mindset has always been, every time we praise, every time we sing, every time we do something in the presence of Yah, is because we always looking for something. But I like what John the Baptist said in reference to Christ. He said he must increase and I must decrease. He was like, in order for Him to be glorified, I have to depress. John the Baptist was a powerful man of Yah. He was a powerful preacher. He was the one who made the path straight for the Messiah. John the Baptist was one who was saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And when he saw Christ, he said, behold, the Lamb of Yah, slain before the foundation of the world. But yet John was wise enough to say, now in order for me to pay homage to the Messiah, in order for me to pay homage to the Savior of the world, I have to decrease, I have to depress, so that He can increase. Every time we depress ourselves in worship, Yah is magnified. He's glorified in each one of us. And so that's why it's so important for us to understand what worship is. Worship is being obedient. In other words, it lets us know that it's not just about singing, although singing and playing music and things like that can be worship. It's not just about worship. When we look at what Abraham did, Abraham saying, we going here and we being obedient and we coming back again. Yah gave him instructions, take your son, the one that you love, and I want you to give him as a basically a sacrifice. Okay? I want you to offer him as a burnt offering. And when the scripture says in verse 5, Abraham said, we're going to worship. We're going to be obedient. We're going to do exactly what Yah said. See, we always talk about how we love to hear from Yah and how we are willing to obey anything that he says. But when it comes down to it, do we really worship? Do we really obey? Do we really do everything that he tells us to do? Regardless of how serious or how difficult it may be. When Yah commands something to be done, are we willing to worship? If Yah gives us a word, if Yah gives us a vision, if he gives us responsibilities, if Yah make a commandment concerning us, just like he did Abraham, are we willing to worship? Are we willing to depress ourselves and not get caught up into our own personal feelings about the issue and start to magnify ourselves beyond the instructions of what Yah has said? Do we magnify ourselves above worshiping Yah? Do we come in and we sing and we got so much stuff going on to the point to where our minds is somewhere else? We're going through the motion. We sing in the song, but the reason why we sing the song is because we know it. We're not singing the song to the one who we're supposed to be worshiping. And so I'll be honest, when I see people operate in a mindset that exalt themselves, and what I mean by exalt themselves is when there is no homage paid to Yah in what we do. And I like what David said. He said, you know, I won't offer anything to Yah that doesn't cost me nothing. I won't worship Yah if it doesn't cost me anything. You shouldn't worship Yah if it doesn't cost you anything. When you sing, even we got musicians who play. When you play, when you sing, when the choir prays, and when the the praise team and all that, when there's praise and worship going on, when these things are going on, who are we depressing ourselves to? Or are we entertaining ourselves? Abraham made it clear. He said, I'm going to worship. I'm going to depress. I'm going to prostrate myself. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to pay homage, and I'm going to humbly beseech him. There are some things that he said. There are some things that I need to acknowledge. I'm going to do that. That's what Abraham was saying. Now, when we look at John 4, verse 23, it tells us why it's so important for it's so important for us to understand worship. It gives us an understanding of why it's so important for us to understand worship. And, you know, I pretty much say this every time we're in our church services, because when I read it for the first time, it just stuck with me. And verse 23 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is," right now, "when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." So what I love about the verse, in verse 23, my favorite part of the verse is that Yah says to us, I'm seeking for true worshipers. I'm seeking for those who will depress themselves. I'm looking for someone who's willing to be obedient to me at all costs. The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper. There's a lot of worshiping going on, but is it true? Is it the real thing? And when we look at true, when you look at true, it says truthful. Question: when you sing, are you being truthful? When we sing, are we being truthful? What I mean by truthful, what I'm saying to you is, when you sing, are you being truthful in reference to the words that you are saying to, and to the one that you're supposed to be saying them to? Are you being truthful? I refuse to worship if it's not going to be truthful. I don't want to go through the motion. Y'all say, I'm looking for someone who is not going through the motion. I'm looking for someone who is willing to depress themselves, to come into my presence and forget about them. Do you come to church to draw attention to you? Do you come to church because you want to be encouraged only? Ain't nothing wrong with that. We assemble ourselves together to encourage one another. But if the sole purpose for coming to church and to be around the body is for all the attention to be drawn to us, y'all said, you're not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for true worshipers. The hour has come, and now is. Y'all said, right now, I'm letting you know, United Ministries, that I'm looking for truthful worship. Now, y'all know how it goes. When I preach something, it is because he's getting ready to test us in the matter and to bring judgment down on the circumstance. How many of you listen in to praise and worship and your mind is somewhere else? Do you even remember the word? I know you know the words. Do you even remember the words that you say? Yes, I'm looking for someone, and it may be you. It should be you. Y'all say, I'm looking for someone who, when they come in my presence, they're going to be truthful. And they're going to depress themselves. And they're going to pay homage to me. Whether they're singing, whether they're playing music, or whether they're just being obedient in any facet of life. From the instructions that I've given them. Yah said, can you worship me? Do you know that being obedient to what Yah has said to you is worship? Make sure your phone's on mute if you're not saying anything. It's very important for us to understand what worship truly is. Oh, I love verse 23, man. I'm telling you. First time I read it, I got down on my knees and I held my hands up to Yah and I decreed to Yah, you have found what you've been seeking for. Verse 23, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. I was like, wait a minute. You looking for people like me? Now you should say the same thing. Wait a minute. Y'all looking for people like me? Y'all looking for somebody who for real? Cause, and we all for real in here? All you that's listening to my voice, aren't you for real? At least you should be. So y'all is looking for you. So since he's looking for you, you can attest the same thing. Y'all, you found what you've been seeking for. If you're looking for somebody to pay homage to you, if you're looking for somebody to obey you, if you're looking for somebody to be, you know, to be, to reverence you, if you're looking for somebody to prostrate before you, to lay out before you and show you how much you are appreciated, you found something. I'm your man. I'm going to boldly say this. And you put me to the test anytime. When I sing before you, don't the atmosphere change? You my witness? The reason why I'm sure that you feel the atmosphere change when I sing before you is because I am worshiping Yah. And when the true worshipers worship Yah, it is going to draw in the presence of Yah that makes everybody else do the same. I have to be bold with Yah is giving me to. When I sing before Yah, you will pay attention. You ain't gonna daydream when I'm singing. Cause the presence show up. Yah said, wait a minute now. Wait. Oh, that fool down there, is that true worshiper? Let me go down there and pay him some attention. That boy is glorifying me. Boy, he about to make me stand up on my throne. I'm just paraphrasing things in order to give you understand how important it is that y'all want to be worshipped. He said, worship me, glorify me. Talk it up when it come to me. But when you do it, take yourself out of the scenario. You know, my son is a drummer. Wherever you go beat them drums, pay homage to Yah. You're there to worship. And when you hit each one of those drum instruments, your mind is paying homage to Yah, and you have depressed yourself, watch the atmosphere change. people who are in the choir, when you sing, the atmosphere should change. People who are on praise teams, when you sing, the atmosphere should change. Why? Because we are now being drawn to acknowledge the presence of Yah. And in all of our acknowledgement, it has caused us to depress. So just like the scripture said, I must decrease that he may increase. I tell you the truth. If we decrease, he will increase. Wherever you are. My God. Sometime I be sitting in dialysis and I start to worship. And when I start to worship, I forget about everybody in the place. And tears be rolling down. And people be looking at me like, what's wrong with him? I be like, oh no, I'm just worshiping. I'm just being obedient. I'm just acknowledging him. I'm glorifying him. We're all in a situation right now, but I'm so caught up in him now to the point to where I'm so depressed. I'm not doing dialysis. In my mind's eye, I'm doing worship. I'm doing obeisance. I'm paying homage. I'm paying reverence. Wherever you are, you can worship. Sometimes I'll be driving down the road and worship. When I get in the scriptures daily, that's worship. That's why such revelation come. Because when we worship in the scriptures, we are depressing so that Yah can increase. And when his spirit increases, he open up the book and knowledge is revealed. Y'all getting this? Verse 23, John 4, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Yah is a spirit. Now when you see people look at this, they'll start saying weird stuff. See, he's a spirit. He ain't got no body. Yes, he does. Adam was created in the image of Yah. Adam had a body. So when it says Yah a spirit, Yah a spirit. It said Yah is, but I took the is out because it's italicized. Yah a spirit. Colon. Now when we look at spirit, it says a current of air, breath, blast, breeze, by analogy, a spirit. It goes on to say rational soul, mental disposition. Yah tells you or tells us how he likes to be worshipped. Yah is a spirit. It deals with his mental disposition. He says that in order to show us how we should worship. Yah is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and be for real. He said, you can't come to me clapping and dancing and going on and think you're going to get to me. I'm spirit. Yes?
Like how some people go to church, you know, just to feel good or whatever, but not truly. Because a lot of people, when they go to church, they go to the church with the notion of, oh, I'm going to go to church because I want to feel better. You know, I just want to go there just to feel better. But the mindset is not set to just totally submit and humble and worship God. So I get what you're saying when it comes to that, because a lot of people tend to do that.
So when he says in verse 24, Yah is a spirit, what he's letting us know is that Yah is saying you got to come up to my level of thinking if it's going to be truthful. You can't worship me how you think. See, because you think praise and worship is dancing, tapping, and you know, praise team jumping all over the stage, and you got the lights blinking, and all this hearing the bells and whistles, and you know, and all the musicians, you know, getting their gig on and stuff like that, everybody rocking their head. Yeah, go pastor, go preacher, go praise team, go pray. We think that's praise and worship. Y'all said, come up to my mind. That's the only time it's going to be for real. When you have got about your mind. And your most concern is my mind. Y'all gave us that verse to show us how he deals with us. I deal with you in the mind. It's kind of like he said this. I'm a thinker. And so if you're going to worship me, you're going to have to think. But only of me. That's the only way it's truthful. See, we see the word spirit. We think, okay, he don't have no body. Yes, he does. Bible points that out clear. He got a body. So when it says he's a spirit, it ain't got nothing to do with talking about a physical body or the spirit like the Holy Spirit, the breath of air. Y'all breathe. Expanding our minds to let us know where our minds have to be in order to truly worship him. Y'all, so I'm spiritual. You can't come to me flesh and think you're going to get my attention. You can't come to me clicking your heels like Cinderella, whoever that is. Can't come to me clicking your heels and tapping your feet and dancing all over the stage and you know, and doing the jerk and the pop lock and all that kind of stuff and think you're going to get my attention. Y'all say, I am a thinker. And you got to have the same mind that was in my son. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Yahushua. Yah is a spirit, colon. Let you know he's not just trying to get you stuck on the word spirit. Yah is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So he's letting you know there's something that goes on with him by the spirit, and there's something that should be going on with you by the spirit. How does he deal with you? Your mind? So he's letting us know in verse 24. So I had to say thinker in order for you to really see what the scripture is revealing to us. Y'all is like, you can't come to me playing. I know when you for real. That's why I said earlier, if I'm not going to be for real, I ain't going to waste my time. Not going to waste my time at all if I'm not going to be for real. Now, when we look at verse 24, it says, Yah is a spirit. It lets us know what it deals with. It deals with the mental disposition, the mind. We know that it is, can be, the spirit, his breath. But it says, and they that worship him, to crouch, same definition, oneself in homage, you see it? That's when it was first mentioned. When Genesis 22 mentioned worship, it's mentioned homage. So, the definition stays pretty much the same throughout the scriptures. So if people come to you talking about worship is something else, they lying to you. That's what the problem is. People start out seeing the definition of something in the Old Testament, then they jump in the New Testament and totally change what it means. That's why there's so much confusion. I know I've been saying this quite a bit, but I just the truth. That's why they're, you know, being the Old Testament talking about the gathering, then jump in the New Testament and make it something else called the rapture. And then they try to argue with you. Rapture means caught up. Well, there ain't nowhere in the Bible. Then they go using these technical words. Well, the word Bible is not in the Bible either. No, scriptures are. You know, so we have to make sure that we understand what Yah means. Now, we're going to move into praise now. We just dealt with worship. We're going to look at praise now. Praise is first mentioned in Genesis 25. Genesis 25, verse, we'll just look at verse 35. I think I got the wrong one. Let me. Genesis 29. I was thinking 25. Genesis 29 and 25. 29 and 35. This is when praise here is first mentioned. Genesis 29 and 35 says, and she is, this is Leah, and she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Now will I praise Yah. Therefore, she called his name Judah and left bearing. So, Judah means praise. But what does praise mean now? Okay. Praise mean it says to use, hold out the hand physically, to throw a stone or arrow at or away, especially to revere or worship. See, the worship is there again. With extended hands, intensively to bemoan, by wringing the hand, cast out, make confession. So confession can be praise. Shoot, give, thankful, giving. Now, what I love about this definition here, when it says what it says as far as praise is concerned, one of the definitions that really stick out to me, it says, when it says to use, hold out the hands. Now, I'm going to stretch your mind a little bit, because when we think about holding out the hands, you know, we, you know, a lot of time when we doing praise and worship, we say lift up the hands. Everybody lift up their hands, you know, and stuff like that. You know, we go through the motion. Or I used to. Until I decided to be a true worshiper. So most of the time when we lift the hands, we we classify that or we think that is praise. Praise the Lord. You know, we clap our hand and lift our hands up and stuff like that. Praise the Lord. But since I'm a true worshiper, praise is different with me. So when I lift my hands, what I'm saying to Yah is the same thing I do when I worship. It is a depressing of myself by saying, look, here are my hands. You can have anything that's in them. So when I'm lifting up my hands, I'm saying, here I am, all of me. I ain't holding back nothing from you. I went to Yah in worship one time, and I said this, in praise one time, and I said this to him, look, I give you the best that I have, myself. It's the best that I got. Yah, I don't have anything better to give you than myself. So I held my hands up saying, here I am. You know the song, I Surrender All? I surrender all. When we sing that song, what we're doing is praising, because we're holding our hands up saying, Yah, I'm not holding back anything from you. You can have everything. You can have complete control of everything. If we're not giving Yah complete control of everything, we're not praising. If the police come to you and put that gun on you, put that 9mm in your face and say, surrender, what you gonna do? How do you surrender? Put your hands up. What you're saying to him is, okay, I give you all of me. I ain't holding back nothing from you because I ain't trying to get shot. Now, if we can do that to an authority here on earth, why can we not do it to the Most High Yah, who's seeking someone to praise him like that? So if we're throwing our hands up and we're not giving him all, that's not praise. If the musicians are having a praise break and there's no surrendering themselves to the one who they're supposed to be doing the praise break for, it's not praise break. If the singers are singing and they're saying, we praise you, Yah, we glorify you, we praise you, Yah, but there's no surrender completely, it's not praise. Our goal should be, when we praise Yah, that our praise is so effective that it causes other people to give themselves to Yah holy, just like the way we're giving ourselves to Yah holy. It's easy to get distracted from praise and worship if we're not truthful. It's easy. Now, I want to move to Psalms 150, because remember, there's nothing wrong with music and different things like that. Psalms 150 shows us this. Psalm 150, verse 1 says, praise ye Yah. Praise Yah in his sanctuary. Ain't nothing wrong with praising him at church. There's nothing wrong with holding our hands up, offering ourselves and everything that we have, coming in complete obedience to whatever y'all want to do. There's nothing wrong with it in the sanctuary. It also says, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Y'all just gave me this thought, man. This is going to be a tough one. When y'all send the tornado, can you praise him for it? You got people shaking their head. When that tornado coming through, do you be saying, y'all, let your work work. I praise you for your work. Do we concentrate on y'all when the tornado is coming through the neighborhood, or do we focus on the tornado? I told you, boy, we was going to learn something about praise and worship. Usually, we be thanking them daily. Well, Lord, just thank you to turn my house down. Y'all said, praise me for my works. Praise me for my mighty acts. What an acts? Let's look at the word acts. Acts, force, valor, victory, force, mastery, might. Act, power, strength. Did you know that Yah displays his power in a lot of ways? Praise him for it. Because when we think with Yah's mind, we can understand why it's so important to praise him. Now remember, we've dealt with some other lessons, and we talked about how Yah created evil. But most of the time, our mindset is fixed on looking at something like a tornado as something being evil. But when we look at things from what we have learned about how Yah operate, we understand that Yah is in control of everything. So we have to learn how to praise him whenever his power is moving. One thing I love about what my grandparents and my mom used to say to me when there was a storm, they would say, sit down, Lord, in reverence. Yah is working. He's always said that. And I never understood it until I became a true worshiper. They would say, sit down. They were saying to me in a nutshell, reverence Yah, because he's working right now. Sit down. They'd be like, turn the TV off. They start doing, oh, turn the radio off, turn the TV off, turn all this stuff off. Yah working. Let the Lord work. Little did I know they was praising. They was depressing and holding their hands up and say, Yah, we surrender. You working right now. Have you ever looked at the rain and the high wind and the tornadoes and the hurricanes and all this and said, Yah, just work. Let your power work. And I humbly hold myself depressed and hold my hands up to you and say, whatever you doing, Yah, I'm in agreement with it. Oh, that's a whole different way of thinking, ain't it? Because usually when it's happening, our heart is in the top of our, is in the middle of our throat. Verse 2. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Verse 3. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. See, there's nothing wrong with the trumpet. It's just, what is the mindset of the trumpeter? If he just jamming cause he like, you know, nah. Is he playing and surrendering all? Or is she playing and surrendering all? Praise him with the saucer and the harp. Praise him with the timbrels and dance. There's nothing wrong with dancing. You caught me back in the day, boy. I had a little room. I can show you something. I wouldn't be playing either. I've been for real. I had a musician. He's seeing the spirit a lot. And I had a lot of other people who would tell me the same thing. They would say, it's two big old black men be walking around with you. They'd be like, who are them two big black men that be with you all the time? Angels. And so he would say, Pastor, when you walk up to the podium to preach, he said, two big black men be standing beside you on each side of the podium. He said, and when there's a praise break and we all start to praising Yah and hold our hands up to Yah, he said, them two men would always pull you in the corner of the building, in the sanctuary. And so it would be weird. I start out on the stage and I get in the spirit with praise, and when I come out of it, I'd be over in the corner every time, same corner. He would tell me, so they guide you there. And so they box you in. There's nothing wrong with dance. There's nothing wrong with having the, you know, the one with the little string hanging on the end of it and twirling it and all that. There's nothing wrong with that if that twirling is all about the one who we're supposed to be twirling to. If you want to see how you stretch out in your slippers and your, you know, your all that, mm-mm. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him up on the loud cymbals. Praise him up on the high sounding cymbals. Verse 6, let everything that hath breath praise Yah. Praise ye Yah. Everything can praise him. Now, again, when we look at the word praise here, we'll just deal with the definition again. It says to shine, to make a show. See, there's nothing wrong with making a show. Who you showing out for? Oh, I gotta pull up another Bible. I just saw him. Ain't nothing wrong with making a show now. But you gotta be making a show for someone. 2 Samuel 6. We'll start at verse 14. 2 Samuel 6, verse 14. And David danced before Yah with all his might. Ain't nothing wrong with showing out. Who you showing out for? Ain't nothing wrong with shouting. But if people looking at you shouting instead of focusing on the one you shouting to, that's the problem. David danced before Yah with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of Yah with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of Yah came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before Yah, and she despised him in her heart. and they brought in the ark of Yah and set it it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle of David had in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it, and David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yah. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yah of hosts. And he dwelt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women and men, to every one a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, every one to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his service, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." She would look at him, you know, that's when you get people to say, "David danced out of his clothes." Verse 21 says, "And David said unto Michal, It was before Yah." It was before Yah. You looking at me, but it was before Yah. It's okay to shout and dance. Let it be before Yah, not before the person next to you. Not because you're trying to show out before the person, you know, around the people that's next to you, or trying to, you know, show out in front of the church. Some people like entertaining folks with their shouts. You see it all the time in church services. People get up and start shouting. All they're trying to do is entertain folks with their shout. But David made it clear. He said, "Shoot, I was doing this before Yah. I wasn't thinking about nobody else." That's praise. "It was before Yah, which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of Yah, over Israel. Therefore will I play before Yah." I like what he continued on with in verse 22. "And I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight." Their praise now, depressed. Shouting all over the church, coming out of your shoes and all this here, doing all this, women coming out of their hats and all this kind of stuff. But who was it before? What is that vileness being done before? Lord, when you shout and end up over in the corner somewhere, who is that before? Verse 22, "And I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight, and of the maid servants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor." That's what praise is. Verse 6, praise. To be clear, definition, sound, boast, celebrate. There's nothing wrong with celebrate. There's nothing wrong with having a good time at the church. There's nothing wrong with having a good time at church service. But who are we having a good time towards is the key. Matthew 21, I'm done. Matthew 21, verse 12. "And Yehoshua went into the temple of Yah and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And he said unto him, Hear thou what they say? And Yehoshua said unto them, Yeah, have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. Now, that is found, verse 16 is found in Psalms 8, 1 and 2. I'll pull it up real quick. Psalms 8, 1 and 2 says, A psalm of David, our Yah, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Okay. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When we look at Psalms 8 and 2, it points out, especially when you look at what it says in verse 15 to the right of the screen, and when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful thing that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. They were the enemies of Christ. But as the scripture says, Yah used praise, okay? Yah used praise, verse 16, he used praise in order to expose and defy the enemy. They were displeased in verse 15. And Yah was saying, the sign of your displeasure is the fact that you see these babies here praising, saying Hosanna to the Son of David. They were displeased with that. But at the same time, it was also a sign to let the enemy know that Yah was doing a work. And that work was coming through the simplicity of the children who acknowledged it. I'll never forget this. I think, Haya, you may remember this. I think he's probably about, I don't know, 8, 9, somewhere up in there, if that old. No, you wasn't that old. Let me see. I can pretty much say exactly when. He is about 6 or 7. It may be kind of difficult for you to remember this, 6, 7. Then I know you can. Lon was a baby. You remember? I think Lon was a baby then. You remember one church service? We was praising. We was doing praise and worship, and all of a sudden, all the adults started laughing, and all the children started crying at the same time. All the adults just bust out laughing at the same time, and we couldn't stop. And all the children bust out crying at the same time, and they couldn't stop. And so when it was all said and done, we started asking the children, we were like, why were you crying? And some of them were trying to make excuses at first. They was like, well, I was crying because this and that. I was crying because that and that. And I never forget when it was asked my nephew, Danny, D. When they asked him, he was saying this, well, I was crying because of this. He's about seven, eight, somewhere over there. I was crying because of this. I was crying because of that. Then finally he said, I don't know why I was crying. He just said, I don't know why I was crying. You know, and all the kids were crying. All the adults was laughing. Y'all was showing us that day, when you pay homage to me, I even perfect praise in the children. He had, some of them were younger. I just said, honey, she was six, seven years old. But there were kids who were at the church who was younger than Haya. All of them were crying at the same time. Simultaneously, they started crying at the same time. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the sign and the wonder that was? We was experiencing a miracle. And y'all said, all because I found me some true worshipers. And when I found some true worshipers, I dropped down right in the middle of them, and I made the children as well as the adult praise me. And I did it in a manner to let everybody know it's me. I tell you the truth. If we all praise and worship Yah the way that He seeks to be praised and worshiped, Yah will get in the midst of us, and even out of the mouth of the babies, they'll be praising. Oh, I got to challenge you now. See, if the baby's not praising, it's because you grown folks. I remember back in the day when mom and them would get the praise and worship on, and the spirit, as they call it, would get so high up in there, I'd be sitting up there and paying no attention. Then all of a sudden I start paying attention to what's going on. For you know it, I'm sitting there crying too. And I'm sitting there trying to hold back my emotion, because I'm like, something is happening in here, and I can't control what's going on. And I can't control me. All I know is that I don't know what's going on, but something is going on, and it's done jumped on my road too. Got to talk to you grown folks for a minute now. If your babies are daydreaming, it's because you daydream. When you perfect praise and worship, so are they. I witnessed it as a child, and I witnessed it through watching it happen with the children that was at the church. So my goal is, I want to teach my grandbabies how to praise and worship. But the only way they're going to learn is they're going to learn through us. All the children that's a part of the ministry in one facet or another, and all the children that will be a part of the ministry in one facet or another, they're going to learn how to praise and worship Yah through how we praise and worship Yah. And if ain't nothing going on with us that is in spirit and in truth, nothing is going to go on with them that is in spirit and in truth, because they learn from us. The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Verse 24 now, John 4, should say verse 23. Yah is a spirit, And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let's leave here today. And from now on, when we praise and worship, we be truthful. Let's be truthful from now on. All right, I'm done. Any questions, comments? We good? All right. I'll go ahead and pray and we'll be dismissed. Father Yah, we just bless you. And we thank you for teaching us and reminding us what praise and worship truly is. We thank you for that. And we depress ourselves and declare before you and in humility and reverence that we will praise and worship you truthful from this day forward. And we thank you for the knowledge and give you the praise for who you are. And we worship you for being our God. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen.